invite you to turn in your Bibles with me to four passages that we're going to look at this morning, starting with Luke chapter 24. We're going to read verses 44 through 47. Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 47. Now he said to them, "These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things which are written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise again from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins would be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem." That's been our theme for the year, is that passage. And as we heard in our lesson this morning, Jesus himself, the resurrected Jesus, made the statement that we just read. We'll look at three additional passages which demonstrate God's love and his power that he showed by resurrecting Jesus from the dead, and how God's demonstration of his love and power shows that his love and power are beyond anything that man is capable of or that man is even capable of thinking. I'm going to revisit another passage that we looked at earlier. This is going to be Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, we're going to read verses 22 through 36. And this is a sermon of the Apostle Peter. Acts 2, starting at verse 22. "Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know, this man, delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death. Verse 24, but God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power." And let's go down to verse 29. "Brethren, I may confidently say to you regarding the patriarch David, that he died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. And so, because he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn to him with an oath to seat one of his descendants on his throne, he looked ahead and spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was neither abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh suffer decay. This Jesus God raised up again, to which we are all witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured forth this which you both see and hear. For it was not David who ascended into heaven, but he himself says, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.' Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain, God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Next one is to turn over to Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13, we're going to start at verse 26. Here we're going to read a sermon of the Apostle Paul. Acts 13, starting at verse 26. "Brethren, sons of Abraham's family, and those among you who fear God, To us, the message of this salvation has been sent. For those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers, recognizing neither him nor the utterance of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath, fulfilled these by condemning him. And though they found no ground for putting him to death, they asked Pilate that he be executed. When they had carried out all that was written concerning him, they took him down from the cross and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who came with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, the very ones who are now his witnesses to the people. And we preach to you the good news of the promise made to the fathers, that God has fulfilled his promise to our children, and that he raised up Jesus, as it is written in the second Psalm, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As for the fact that he raised him up from the dead, no longer to return to decay, he has spoken in this way, "I will give you the holy and sure blessings of David." Therefore, he also says in another Psalm, "You will not allow your Holy One to undergo decay." For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was laid among his fathers and underwent decay. But he whom God raised did not undergo decay. Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through him forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and through him everyone who believes is freed from all things from which you could not be free through the law of Moses. And then finally, we want to turn over to Ephesians chapter 2. This is a letter from the Apostle Paul. Ephesians chapter 2, starting at verse 1. "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we all, too, formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he may show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus."